from a strictly logistical point of view, the methodology that Lipka used to create these triptychs in his labyrinth project is essentially the same technique that we've used for years in doing the page sequencing for lens work. Now that we all have digital tools at our disposal, well, at least most of us do, it becomes relatively easy to simply print out laser jet small copies of images and then spread them out on the floor and start shuffling them around, almost like they're cards or something, looking for sequences, looking for combination, looking for ways to present the material that makes logical sense. Like I say, we use this all the time to sequence the portfolios in lens work. In our case, we're looking for right and left combinations. In Lipka's case, he was looking for appropriate triptychs to find out where the edges matched up and the overall images seemed to work perfectly. This is so much easier to do with small representations on paper. It's no wonder that so many of us didn't do this in the days of the wet darkroom. Making a couple of hundred small prints was a daunting task in and of itself. And if you've got that many images and you're trying to determine sequencing or triptychs or whatever the case may be, just creating the little pieces of paper to push around on the floor can be a challenge. Now that we can just whip them out, as it were, on a laser jet printer or an inkjet printer and have something that's pretty easy and small, you know, quarter of a piece of paper kind of thing to shuffle around, it's a relatively easy thing to do. And if you're working on a blurb book or a PDF presentation or any other kind of thing that requires sequencing or combining of images in one form or another, it's a creative method that works exceedingly well, very quickly, and simply gives you a plan that you can then go execute in your layout software or your blurb book or whatever it is that you're doing. When I talked to Lipka about this particular project, he said it was fascinating how he worked on this over a period of several weeks. He would lay things out on the floor of the living room and then come back and look at them the next day or the next week and see new combinations, new possibilities. It gave him the ability to allow this to mature over time by simply having the space and the room to live with it for a while. Very definitely a strategy that changes the overall outcome than when we're trying to do it quickly, instantaneously, without such simple props as aids.